Baruch Hashem, we're now finishing, coming to the closing of this Maimer, Amidas HaYisoid. We're now in the part of Kedushas, Kedushas HaYisoid. It's exactly the time that we're now in the parashas of Shovavim of Yosef HaTzadik, the Yosef HaYiv Mitzrayim. This is what we're talking about last night, by Shalashu, this thing. Beis Yosef Lahava, the fire of Yosef HaTzadik. That's what we're talking about. But this is only the beginning. We have much more to learn. But there's special siyata d'shmaya during this time of the year. Not only to talk about Kedushas HaYisoid, but to be mechazek each one, to be mechazek ourselves and our families. Kedushas HaYisoid. V'ashal kein le'maspik midas HaYisoid, l'atzah Kedushas HaYisoid. So we've been talking a lot about midas HaYisoid, living in reality, living a life that's Yisodi and that mitzias of Yisod, his kashrus, all that we've been talking about for months and months. But the tachlis of all of that is to come to Kedushas HaYisod, to living lives, not just that are lives that are misudarim, that are healthy, and that are grounded in reality, with relationships that are real, and a seder of life, but the tachlis is to come to Kedusha, of Kedoshim to you. Shekash Baruch Hu intended for each and every one of us to come to that madrega of Kedoshim to you. That's why it was said to call Das B'nai Yisrael, each and every one of us. Kedusha HaYisod. Lo maspik shuhu Adam Yisodi. Kedusha HaYisod, all that we've been learning is preliminary, prerequisite. But the tachlis is not just to be a person that's masuda, to be a person that's yisodi. It's not enough to be a person that's yisodi. The Baruch Hu wants us to be heilige yidin, to be holy people. So there is a space in between. There's a jump that we have to make into the world of kedushas yisodi, into Yosef HaTzadik. Upol pul Yosef al pi chachmaso binaso v'daito. An ish yisodi lives. Chachma, Bina, Das, everything that he does is in that way of his kashas, with thought, with his bodenus, planning, and so on. His kashas to midosov, to be makusha to one's midas. Chesed at the right time, Gvur at the right time, all that we've been talking about. Elitzarch bezekedushas hayisod. All of that is to lead, to bring us to kedushas hayisod. Shukoach miyuchad hamushrash b'klal Yisrael hanekroim b'nei Yaakov v'Yosef Sela. Now we're in a world that's not a world of b'nei Noach. It's not a world that is occupied by Santas and elves, you understand. This now we're in a different world, lahavdil. We're in the world of Kedushas Yisrael, in the world of B'nei Yaakov v'Yosef Sela. And that even, as we were learning 2 weeks ago, that even a Ben Noach, who is very, very fine and refined and mesuda, and he lives in a world that's mitziyuti, according to his madrega, he's still not in the parasha of B'nei Yaakov v'Yosef Sela. That's a different world. B'nei Yaakov v'Yosef Sela. He was teaching this in the yeshiva. Rosh Hashiva was teaching this during the week of Yisod in Sfiras Omer. Shavuzesh of a Masakim Sfiras Yisod, Mesugal Zeb Yoser, Kolechen Makabel Men Hashemayim, Koiches Miuchadim Leninze. And the same way that that's true during Sfiras Omer, especially during the week of Yisod, we have now all of these weeks of Shovavim that are Miuchadim. In other words, every single day of Shovavim, it says in the Sfarim that every single day of Shovavim that we're now, and now we have an extension this year because it's Nebiyor, every single day of Shovavim is like Yisod Shabbi Yisod. Every day. We have Yisod Shabbi Yisod. You know who's Yotzad is Yisod Shabbi Yisod? Ramchal is Yotzad Yisod Shabbi Yisod. That's a very big Indian. Why Davke the Ramchal? It's the Bechin of Mashiach Ben Yosef. There's a lot that's not for now, but every single day of Shovavim is Yisod Shabbi Yisod, which means that we have access to this Siyata Dishmai, to Kaychis Min HaShamayim, Kaychis Miuchadim Min Yinzeh. That's why I said at the beginning, not only to talk about and to learn, but to make progress, L'maisa. Asher in Yonahu, Sheha Adam Tzarech V'yochel Ahamed Atzmo B'matzav Kazeh, So what's Kedushas? What's the beginning of Kedushas Yisrael? When do we get into that place of Yaakov Yosef? In Yaakov Yosef Sela. Sigo v'sicho v'kol mahalchov yubis kashvis eitona v'chazok ab'yosef dvarim shab Kedusha. Whereas even in the non-Jewish world, there's a tremendous, tremendous mile and a madreg of a person who's living a life of mitzius and hiskashus and seder in a healthy way. But with kedusha siyasod, it means that the hiskashus is hiskashus ledvarm shab kedusha. That the person lives a life where every single moment of his life he's makusha to dvarm shab kedusha. Now that sounds like something which is like, well, like too much, and we're not ready for it, but that's not true. As we're going to learn, 100%, 1,000,000%, we're ready for it, and we were created for this, and we're all on board. We just have to understand what it means. Because the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, this, what this is saying is that I can't go on that vacation. Or, there's that, my favorite show. He just, like, knocked down my favorite show. And we have to get out of all these shtuyot and baby things from, like, when we're little boys. And we're all adults, and to come to a place that's real, what it means to live a life of hiskashus to kedusha, the kol avir neshimaso, that every breath that we take in life, the air, the oxygen that we breathe, yerak hiskashus ladivre kedusha, is hiskashus ladivre kedusha. Bizayokim baboker, that's how you get up in the morning, kedusha. Bizayisait espito, and that's how we eat. And that's how we go to sleep. If a person, he's talking, I think he's even assumed to Bachum or maybe Kalyun Galai, but it applies to everybody. That if at that time in your life you're learning a certain Masechta, right now you're learning the Daf Yomi, or you're learning a different Masechta, whatever, you're learning Mishnayos, whatever it is that limud of your life at the present time, everyone here is learning. So whatever the limud is, so if your limud right now is Bava Metziah, or if your limud is Sukkah, or whatever your limud is, it's not just something that you open up the Gemara, or you open up the Mishnah, or you open up the Chumash, and you have your 15 minutes, your hour and a half that you set aside for that, which is beautiful. But that's not what hiskashus means. Hiskashus means that you live in that mesachta. That you live in that mesachta. It means that daf, if you're learning daf yomi, that daf that you're learning that day in daf yomi defines everything that goes on during that day. It's on your mind during that day. Now, it might seem like, how could I make this relevant to my day? And it takes some imagination. And this, of course, is what Rabbi Nachum Schussianu puts so much to take your Torah to make it into tefillah, which we've spoken about a lot. That every Torah that we learn should daven for that. And what it means to daven for the Torah that you're learning. To make it something which you're makusha to. Not just a 45-minute daf, or if someone told me they turn it on to two. The speed you could, as the Magid Shir, they turn the Magid Shir on to double speed or something because he talks too slow. So they make it so he says that somebody was telling me, does the Daf Yomi, it takes him around 15 minutes. So how do you do a Blat Gemara in 15 minutes just to read the words? He says, double speed. Because even to read the words, it takes more than 15. How do you do that? So, You might be able to get away with some trick like that, and then you'll sit proudly, you know, wherever the next Siyum HaShas is, and I did it, you know, double speed or something. Maybe they have a special section for that, like with a big scoreboard that says 2X, you know, something like all the people that did it like double speed, and they'll have a 1.5 chevra, and it's a funny thought. So. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it changed your life at all. And here's where it becomes Kedushas Yisod. How is that Blat Gemara supposed to change your life? Obviously, Hashem intended that. The Baruch Hu wants that Blat Gemara to change us. he wants the black Gemara to make us into holy people, holiness. He wants it to make us into elevated people, into greater people. Not a person who's on his third Siyum HaShas and he's calling up to ask, am I allowed to make fake papers to get to Eretz Yisrael? You understand? How did that happen to you? If you learned Shas three times, he's still calling about making up phony papers for COVID tests? And don't go to Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to lie? Yeah, but the government, you know where it's going in the conversation. Don't go. I'm not going into that conversation now, but you understand. What happened? You made three Siyums. And you're still talking the same way, like before you made the three Siyums. Where's the Elochkeit? What changed in you? What happened to you? How did it make you into a different person? What you look at, what you think about. So Reb Nachman is, all of his toys with the Eitzes, very strong. The Eitzes, with the Eitzes, with the Eitzes. But the strongest Eitzah when it comes to this is that you have a Hiskashus to the Blat Gemara. When you learn a Blat Gemara, you take 10 minutes afterwards, even writing down, I have some over these many, many loose leaves and notebooks like this, of tefillahs, about what you learned in that blot, and make into a tefillah. You could do it with any blot Gemara, all of Shas, to make into a tefillah, to take out from that. The same way that they have now techniques to remember what you learn, Baruch Hashem, all these wonderful programs that some of the Chavrin Shul are signed up for and are doing, you could also have tefillah sadaf. They might not be on the computer yet. There'll be some. There'll be people helping with that. Tefillah sadaf. Tefillah sadaf. Whatever you're learning. And if you're not learning Gemara, you're learning Mishnah, it's fine. Tefillah sadaf. If you're learning, if that's not your thing either, you're learning Tanakh, say that. Tefillah sadaf. Whatever it is. All of Torah. Yemakusha l'masechta plonis l'sugya plonis shu isik bo b'chol libo. Yemakusha to that sugya. You walk around thinking about that gemara that you learned. Yemakusha to the sugya. You go daven someplace. You're in a some base medrash, some mincha mariv, and you go in the back, and there's another 2 minutes till mincha starts, and you go to look up. You look up the Rambam that's on the gemara that you're learning to, because you're in that sugya, you're in that place. If you're learning Hilchos Shabbos, you're learning Hilchos Tefillin, whatever you're learning, you're mekusha to those halachas. You try to remember those halachas. You think about those halachas during the day that you're learning. You think about those halachas. And you're mekusha also to chazaring, to reviewing. Leman yamdu yamarabim. To preserve the Torah that you're learning to the best of each one, to the best of his ability. To preserve, some people have stronger, some people it's harder, but to preserve the learning that you learned during that day, for the next day, to hold on to that learning. This is very Kedushas Yisrael. That the learning, the Torah that you're learning, surrounds, it completely engulfs, it completely takes over. Your entire yeshus, your whole chias, is the gemara or again whatever limud you're learning. It's completely the chias of your life. If you're learning Kid Shulchan Aruch, the limud of Kid Shulchan Aruch, that simon of Kid Shulchan Aruch, that what you learned in Kid Shulchan Aruch, you're learning Sefer Chinuch, whatever your limud is. Everybody here has his own limudim. Whatever that limud is, it's not just a limud for a half hour, 15 minutes. It's a hiskashus. It's a binyan. It becomes the metzias of your life. Not just something like you did, for a class or you wanted to know. It becomes called Yeshus of Echius, your entire Yeshus, your entire Echius. Your entire Yeshus, your Echius. Now, there was one of the great Achrayim was the Oinig Yontif from Bialystok. And the Oinig Yontif said, I don't remember where I saw it from him. Then Yontif said that every person has. He was talking about. It might have been in the Hesper that he gave for Rav Meir Simcha. Well, I don't know the years if it works out, but he was talking about Rav Meir Simcha, the Or Sameach, the Meshchach. He was talking about Rav Meir Simcha, the godless of Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha. So he said. Then Yontif said that every person has. Koichos Geluyim, but Koichos Nistarim. because there are revealed koiches and there are hidden koiches. And we live day to day with the koiches gluim, with the revealed koiches. But when it's a mitzuka, chalila, let's say there's an emergency. He said, let's say that God forbid your house is on fire. Then at that moment, the person discovers within him merdika koiches nistarm that he didn't know that he had. And he's able to grab this and to grab that and to take, you know, three kids on his shoulders and to grab a sefer Torah. And he's able to run. the koiches nistarm that he discovers when there's a fire is a different person. It's all together. Donny Gunter says it's a different person. He never met that person. The person that he is during the fire. He says, Ramei Simcha lived every moment in a fire. That's what he said. Ramei Simcha's whole life, there was a fire burning. That's the meaning of Beis Yosef Lahava. I was talking about last night. We were learning. He lived constantly in a fire. And because of that, there were karkas that Ramei Simcha pulled out from within him that could be that some of us have. Even it's hard to believe, but that some of us have Ramei Simcha's karkas. The difference is that Ramei Simcha believed that he was living through a fire every moment of his life. Not in the upsetting way. He felt that urgency. He felt that his kashrus, and that in the midah of Kedushas Yisoid is called Beis Yosef Lahava, the fire of Yosef HaTzadik. That Yosef HaTzadik lived in a fire. He lived in a fire. With that feeling that this entire Yeshus, this entire Mitzias, is a Mitzias, a Yeshus of Kedusha. Not just something here, a little bit like that. That's to live in that Mitzias. That's what the Ani Yantar was saying about Ramei Semper. He lived in a Mitzias of a fire burning in his house, in his life. That's what we're talking about now. That's Beis Yosef Lahava. If a person is learning Chassidus Sefer, that's his go-to Chassidus Sefer. So he's makusha to that Sefer. It's not just that he has a nice Torah, or it's a nice Vart, or he wants to say it over, or it's good for the table. He goes through the Shabbos, he goes through the week, thinking about that Torah. And living in that Torah and trying to find ways that he could become more of what that tzaddik was talking about. That's kedusha. That's something else already. And he keeps on drawing. It could be from one little Torah. He keeps on drawing from that little Torah. Keep drawing from that Torah that he saw and that he learned. He's showing me a kaseda chiyas de kedusha. And that Torah gives him a chiyas de kedusha, like I told you once last year or whatever. I mentioned it many times in the years. There was an old classmate from Cheder, Lubavitcher Rebbe Schusser, who ended up getting stuck in Russia. He didn't get out. And he finally got out when Russia opened up. He got out, and Lubavitcher Rebbe hadn't seen each other in like 80 years, since they were little kids. They hadn't seen each other since Cheder in 80 years. So he said that when he was so excited, he went to the... In Crown Heights, they let him right in. He came to, and they pulled him right in. There's the Rebbe's friend from Yeshiva, from Cheder, and they let him right in. So that when they saw each other, it was very emotional. And the first thing that I read in this thing, there was a chtava that the Rebbe said to him, "I have a second shot in Taisa." That was the Rebbe. He said, "What?" He said, "The last time we were together, we were learning Taisa, whatever, in Moed Cotton, and I have a different halak in it." It was like 80 years before. And then the Rebbe asked him, that was the Rebbe's mind. And then the Rebbe asked him, "What kept you?" Because he was, it's a klapt and tzahakt, you know, the communists, the Nazis, the communists. Now look at this achet. This guy went through this chassid, and he stayed a chassid over there. And he said there was a Torah from the Rebbe Rashab. And he chassid over the Torah with the Rebbe. There was a Torah from the Rebbe Rashab. That story to me is like, that's a hero. That person, a Torah from the Rebbe Rashab. He didn't say, the Svarm of the Rebbe Rashab. He said, there was a Torah from the Rebbe Rashab, meaning that Siberia, jail, whatever this guy went through. everybody getting killed in his life, a Torah from the Rebbe Rashab, and he stayed with that Torah, and the Torah was a Torah that kept him. That kept him. It's something else. It's nowadays, everything is two times, 1.5. And this is called Kedushas HaYisod. Kedushas HaYisod. It's in the universe of Tzadik. Kedushas HaYisod. That even though he was so many years away from his father, he never left his father. He never left his father. Mish was in that place. And it's nageya to what Chazal tell us, that he was learning the sugi of Egla Rufa. He sent back the Agalus, right? Why Davke Egla Rufa? I mentioned to you, that's why, I think I mentioned that, that's the Satmar Rebbe Shkusel, and he said, somebody asked the Satmar Rebbe, how come Yehuda went to start a yeshiva, right? How come Yaakov sent Yehuda to start a yeshiva in Mizraim, to get ready for everybody to come? Yosef HaTzadik was a Makabel Torah from Shem Ve'eva, from Yaakov Avinu. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. He says that all the Torah that Yaakov learned by Shem Ve'eva, he gave it to Yosef HaTzadik. So how come Yosef HaTzadik couldn't start a yeshiva? So Sam Rebbe said, he was giving this yeshiva a little, so, you know, he was very sharp, the Rebbe. So Sam Rebbe said, because when Yosef sent back the Agolas, right, And Yaakov, to get Yaakov, Yaakov saw that as a siman, that the last thing they had learned was the sugya of Egla Rufa. So the Satmar Rebbe said that Yaakov in his saw that he's learning the same sugya of Baruch Shalom for 22 years. He's sitting on one sugya. I need a different Rosh Hashiva. I can't have a Rosh Hashiva. That's not a good. I need some other Rosh Hashiva. That's not. It's the same sugya for 22 years. So the. In Kedusha, of course, why Davke Egla Rufa? But Yosef HaTzadik lived in that inyan of Egla Rufa. Whatever that means, why Davke Egla Rufa? But he lived in that sugya, and he lived with his father. Even though he wasn't with his father, he lived every second of his life in that world of Kedusha when he was away. And that's what held him to Yosef HaTzadik. Like cold water on a weary soul. It says over here, without the base, but his davening, it's not something that he does. The davening is his kashus to the words. And even if he might not have time, because he's davening tefillah b'tzibah, so it's very, very pressured, but at least, you know, his bodidus, or even during tefillah b'tzibah, to have every week or once a month, to have a certain part of the davening that he's makusha to, that part of davening, he thinks about those words, he looks into different svarim, what that part of the davening means, and ashrei, that's pasuk, whatever it is, but it's with, in the way of his kashrus. He feels a special connection to tzaddik or to certain tzaddikim. He lives with that tzaddik. He reads stories about the tzaddik. He looks up the Torahs of the tzaddik. He's in his kashrus with the tzaddik. If the tzaddik is alive, of course, then he lives in dveikus, in a place of dveikus with the tzaddik. And same thing with chaverim. When it comes to dibuk chaverim, a good friend, he lives with that friend in a way of his kashrus, not 250 casual acquaintances, all of that. Of course, everybody has to be friendly, but with a friend, an emes chaver, what that means, good chaverim, what it means to have a chaver and a good chaver that you have in your life and you makusha to, and that relationship is something which is meaningful to you, and you work at it and you keep up with it, a good friend. It's a way of habas reim chaverim yireh Hashem, a friend who brings you up, somebody who you connect to that person, he connects to you, and it brings you both into a better place. Kishakol myreches chayev shkuim hetev bischarbrus ubischarshus gedoyla ledvarim shav gedusha, where your entire life is one story of being completely invested in dvarim shav gedusha. In marriage, of course, as well, with the children as well. But invested in Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. As a Yesh lo Kedusha Sayyasod. That's called Kedusha Sayyasod. Perish Kedusha, who has Mona V'yichud, The simple meaning of the word Kedusha is Hazmana V'yichud, when something is set aside, designated for, like Harayat Mekudeshesli. A person is so bound in makusha to the dvarim shel kedusha that he is muzman umyuchad. He does a lot of things in his life. He works, he's got a lot of clients, he's got a lot of patients, he's involved, he's busy, he's got a lot of things going on. But his kashrus, he's muzman umyuchad to the dvarim shel kedusha. He works, but he's muzman umyuchad to the dvarim shel kedusha. Like I told you this story many times about Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when they were on the boat. I don't know if they're going to China or away from you. I don't know at what point, but it was on the boat, and they're going on and on and on, and all this sort of ocean and ocean and ocean. It was just an end. And there was another yid that was standing next to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was looking out over the boat. He was standing by the deck, and he was looking out at the ocean. And the person next to him said, "Where are we? Where are we?" And Reb Chaim Shlomo said, We're in the first Shmaitzah, the third Parak. Where was he? He was in the Sefer Shmaitzah, in the Sefer Shmaitzah. And so, but he didn't say like it was a funny thing to say. He was just, that's what he was thinking about. That he was makusha to his learning. So the other guy was saying, "Where are we? Like, when does this end already?" And he was saying, and he said where he was in his learning. That's where he was. That's where he lived. He lived in that place of the Shmaitzah. That's where he was living. It's a different life. It says, "Kashas Dvarim Shel Kedusha." Hashem Muzman Yuchna Mufresh Vak Aleihem. Kach Shebeshum Oifen LeYochel LeKanes Dove Naisav. That's why the way that Tzaddikim, I don't remember the exact story, but I remember that once there was a story that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was walking together with Rabbi Yosef. I don't remember what happened, but there was like a cat that knocked something over. Right where they were walking, there was a cat that knocked something over. And right away the two of them said, they start talking about the Gemara. I don't remember what the Indian was, but right away that was a Gemara. You know, it's triggered. You know this thing called a trigger? It triggered in them that Gemara. And right away they were like swimming in the ocean of that Gemara. Because they both looked at the cat. Like, you and I would look at the cat, we wouldn't even pay attention. You'd say, annoying, whatever. And it's stam, nothing. But when the tzaddikim, when they saw, they were living in Shas. They were living in Torah. And when they saw that right away, it was like the most natural thing. And they got right into the Gemara. And they're talking about this Gemara. Whatever the Gemara, I don't remember what it was. But they were right away talking about that Indian. And it wasn't like, "I know what you're thinking about." It was just that's who they were. It defined their whole Metzius was defined by that. So it touched off right away in them that it triggered that opportunity to refer back to that world that they lived in. Now, when a person is living in this way of kedusha si yisod, he doesn't have an inyan of what's going to happen if a woman passes by on the street, or what's going to happen if at work, you know, what's going to happen. He doesn't have that. That's what the Koska was saying that we saw 2 weeks ago. The Koska said, "I want Chassidim." I don't want Chassidim that are such big tzaddikim, they don't do affairs. I want them to Chassidim that are so busy they don't have time to do affairs. What was he talking about? They're so busy. He didn't mean that they're busy with work. He meant they're busy with Kedusha. He says, "I want Chassidim that they're swimming so deeply in the waters of Yiddishkeit, of Kedusha, that those in Yonim don't interest them. Don't bother them. Don't distract them. Don't grab them. Nothing
else comes in.
There's no Dovin Noisa. There's nothing else that comes in. My wife was showing me something she was reading. There was a Torah from a very interesting Torah that she was reading on the computer on some website. I don't remember which tzaddik it was, but there was something very interesting that was posted, this Torah. And you have the Torah in the middle, And then on the side, they're like advertisements going on and off. On the side of the Torah. You ever see something? You know what I'm talking about? There was a Torah in the middle.
It's everywhere.
I don't know. I don't see it, but there's a Torah like this in the middle, and then on the side there's like stuff. I don't know, like they're advertising different things, you know, kosher restaurants. So stuff is going on all over the place. What are they thinking? What are they thinking? I mean, I know what the advertisers are thinking, but like, what are the Torah people? The people put up that Torah, and they should be gebenched. It's beautiful, but why would they want you to be like distracted by that stuff? I guess to pay the bills or whatever they have to pay, in answer to my own question. But that's not how Torah was supposed to be. Can you imagine, like, if my man had seen him, there'd have been, like, stuff going on? Like, there would be vendors who would come to Muhammad Hasinai. There, like, you know, like, people selling, like, you know, bagels or stuff or... Just heard about tefillin. Get your tefillin right here. Get your tefillin here, and you have like five different sofrim who are competing. You just heard it. You just heard it straight from Hashem. We got beautiful, beautiful gassus right here. There'd be like a whole thing, like a whole scene at Maimon HaSinai, like of stuff going on, like side stuff going on. Even if it was like a religious side, but it's side stuff. This Torah wasn't given in such a way. It was given in fire. The house was on fire. That's how Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah. Nothing, he said, Chazal say, that there wasn't a bird that chirped, right? It says, even, the Malachi Hasharis, their wings didn't flap. Who he is? The flapping of the wings. It means there's one tzaddik in the world who he is, something like that, from the Chayis, HaKadosh, that they're tumbling or something. That all stopped. And Yotza Kol, and the voice came out, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Everything else in the world stopped. There was nothing else in the world. It says the fish in the ocean, still. Everything, still. That's how the Torah was given. No other sounds. No advertisements. No other promotions. Nothing. Nothing. Only Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Arba and Reb Yosef walking on the street in Yerushalayim. It looks like any two Jews that are walking in Yerushalayim. They're different. They were living in that silence of Maimon HaSinai, and therefore everything they saw and everything that they lived was coming from HaSinai. That's how they lived. That's a madrega of kedusha. And they're very very big madregas, but. But even for regular people, there's entering into that world of Yisod, of Hiskashas. But nothing else comes in. No, nothing else. No advertisements, no other things, no distractions. That's why, especially during Shovim, the biggest tikkun of Shovim, you look in the Sfarim, is to learn Birut Sifas. In other words, let's say, you can learn a Black Gemara or Daf Yomi. So let's say you're going to take 45 minutes or an hour, whatever you like to use. You're going to take an hour and Beritzifus Mamish. Nothing else. Nothing else. To go somewhere no one can bother you, obviously you don't have the phone. Nothing at all. Beritzifus to learn the Gemara out loud. Beritzifus strong and not even going in your head. Oh, tomorrow I have to be at 3 o'clock. Try it. It's hard. If you're not used to it, it's hard to start even with 5-10 minutes of Ritzifus. When you look in this farm, there's no bigger tikkun for Shavuot, for Pagam HaBris, than Ritzifus and learning. Why is that? What does that have to do with Pagam HaBris? There it is, Yisod. Kedusha say Yisod. That's what it means. Kedusha say Yisod. A Ritzifus of Kedusha. That the mind of a person is in a place of Kedusha for 15, 20 minutes straight. Try it. Everybody, we can all try it. 15 minutes straight. Not a machshava. None of those advertisements. Tomorrow you got to be here. Don't forget, you got to talk to your kid's teacher on Tuesday. Nothing. Nothing. Not even nice things like that. Forget about bad things. Even nice things. Nothing. No borders. No, nothing. No advertisements. nothing. Just in that inyan of Kedusha, to be in that place for 15 minutes, uninterrupted, ritzifus, that's the biggest tikkun of because that's what Yisod is. That's the meat of Yisod. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Hu HaKadosh B'Kedusha HaYisod. And this is a special koch that we have from that fire of Beis Yosef, Lahava, that fire of Yosef HaTzadik. V'zoh ma'ashakos of a Rambam. And the Rambam writes, in Yisur Ribiya, G'doylo mikol zois amru, yifna atzma machshavta l'divrei Torah. The Rambam writes that one should turn his thoughts, yifna atzmo. He doesn't just say machshavta. You know how every word in the Rambam is so important. Every word, the Rambam says, yifna atzmo o machshavta. Not just machshavta, not just his thoughts. Yifna atzmo means you turn yourself completely over and your machshava. Atzmo machshavta. Yes, what does it mean? Atzmo machshavta. Atzmo machshavta. Every single part of you, you turn over, ledivrei Torah, v'yarchiv daito b'chochma, and then you think about it, and yarchiv daito, you expand. You take that thought and you work it through. Yarchiv daito b'chochma, she'ein machshevas harayis mizgaberes, ele b'leiv ponui min hachochma. The Rambam is giving an etzer. How is a person, a God-fearing person, supposed to overcome thoughts of arayis, thoughts of impurity? How is a person supposed to overcome these thoughts? And the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't give an eitz about fighting against those thoughts. He doesn't say fighting against them. He doesn't give any eitz about fighting against impure thoughts. You see what he says? The eitz is, yifna atzmo imachshavta to holiness. It's the Rambam. Rambam says, the Derech HaBaal Shem. Yifna atzmo imachshavtoi v'yachiv daito b'chachma. And I say toiv in Kedusha, you give yourself completely over atzmo imachshavtoi l'divrei Torah. He doesn't say a way how to not think about it, how to block that thought. He doesn't say that. He says, g'doyle mikol zois, all kinds of aces. But g'doyle mikol zois, the greatest of all, is yifna atzma shavla devetar v'yarchiv daito b'chachma. Yarchiv daito b'chachma. She'ein machsheves harayis misgaberes ha'belei ponim en ha'chachma. Because thoughts of impurity, thoughts of pagam habris, he says they're only a misgaberes that only takes over a person whose heart is ponim en ha'chachma, whose heart is empty of chachmasat, of chachma, wisdom, whose heart is not busy, whose mind, whose heart is empty. But if a person's mind and a person's heart is filled as mekusha to dvarim shebekedusha, to chachma and dvarim shebekedusha, so then the Rambam is saying there's no place for the Gilei Rayis. The Gilei Rayis can't come into such a person. Those are the words of the Rambam. Because of anayim agadim, she Rambam lekos avak she yilma Torah. The Rambam didn't just say you should learn Torah. Ela yarchiv daito b'chachma. First he says yifna atzmo machshavto, and then yarchiv daito. First you give yourself over, and you give your machshavos over, and then yarchiv daito. You think about this and you work it through. Lo dai b'lima. It doesn't just mean to learn something. With sifus and concentrating, not to take the easy way out, not to take your mind off of it. And then you're not going to have a heart, a mind that's vacant, that's empty. Because when the mind and the heart are empty, then it's open territory for everything. Every machshav, any narishkeit, any bad thing, whatever, it's just wide open. Maran My Rashmi Belz, Reb Shalom Belz, Susilenu, Pirish Maimar Akosev, Karvu Roidfai Zima Mitaros Harachaku. It says, Karvu Roidfai Zima. Karvu Roidfai Zima. Roidfai Zima are people who are pursuing Zima. Zima means filth, impurity, incest, Zima, disgusting things. Karvu Roidfai Zima Mitaros Harachaku. It's in Kuf Yutaz. What does that mean? They're far from your Torah. So the Belzer, Reb Shalom Belzer said, "Asibah shekarvu right feizima." How did these right feizima catch up with you? These right feizima, the advertisers. These are the advertisers, the marketers of zima, of filth, of pornography. That's what zima is. How did they get close to you? Karvu right feizima. Like, how did they get near you? Karvu right feizima means that the right feizima are catching up with you. Karvu, they're getting close to you. How do these right feizima catch you? How do they get near you? The teretz is mitarascha rachako. Vemneish mitarascha rachako v'chein kosu bechen mitarascha rachako means on the right feizima themselves and on the person himself. How they caught up with you? Because you're far. I mean, it's a remez. Obviously, the lashon kodesh doesn't work, but because they're far from the Torah, you're far from the Torah. So therefore, they're excited, and you're excited about what they're offering. Kosuf be'achol misifrei tzadik eslanim, shomai shetzarach she'iyeh la'odam sugya shu shakul bo kemikveh. The tzadik from Eslanim said that everybody has to have a certain sugya in Torah that he's learning. Again, whatever that is, whatever area of Torah it is that he's learning. But he has to have that in that sugya, he shakul bo kemikveh. It's like he's in the mikveh. He's in that sugya, like a person that's in the mikveh. When you're in the mikveh, you're not even allowed to have one hair sticking out. See, it's shakur in that mikveh, in that learning. Sha'af sara layaitis, that even a hair doesn't come out. Zamashu matar ayse binyanik kedusha se yisoy. That's lifting me out to matar, mi matar ayse, mikveh yisoy Hashem. Kedusha se yisoy means when a person lives in that place that's called mikveh yisoy Hashem. And mikveh yisoy Hashem means that he's toiveling in Yiddishkeit. Not that he just puts his toes in. He's toiveling in Yiddishkeit. He's toiveling in davening. He's toiveling in his learning. He's shakur in what he's learning. He toivels in it. And that's not only when a person is in yeshiva. That's wherever a person is in life, to live in such a way. Okay, Mr. Shams, we'll pick up with this next time.